Robot or not, robot or not.
John, listener Beth has a, I think, interesting philosophical question about a photo. What is a photo? This is what Beth wrote. Is it the information or the file? Is it the object? Is it something else? Are screenshots photos? Are old-fashioned slides photos? Are film negatives photos? The Science Museum near where I grew up, she says, had an exhibit in which you'd stand against a wall and light would shine on you. When the light went out, you moved away from the wall and your silhouette appeared in the phosphorescent paint of the wall for a few minutes. Is that a photo? Is any JPEG produced by a camera necessarily a photo? Is a single frame from a movie a photo? If you have an image file produced by a camera but no way to display it, is the file a photo? I love the diligence with which Beth has outlined all of the ways you could be trapped into a definition of what a photo is. What do you think a photo is?
So, I mean, I don't, I'm sure the same root, like photo is the same, whatever the same root for photon is.
It's
like
light, yeah.
Right? And that is the key to what makes something a photo. It has to be some way of capturing light. And so that means screenshots, unless you are actually taking a photograph of your screen with a camera, capturing the light that comes from your screen, which is not what a screenshot is. Well, it used to be back in the day when you couldn't take screenshots. Remember seeing when they were working on the original Mac interface, they would just take Polaroids of the screen because they didn't have a way to do screenshots. But anyway, a proper screenshot where it just dumps the pixel data that's being displayed, it dumps that into a file, not a photo, because at no point did that capture any light. But that thing where you stand in front of the wall, it's kind of a crappy photo. Like, it's a light capturing thing. It's not very, it doesn't have much fidelity, but it did use the capturing of light landing on something and saying, okay, well, light was hitting here and not hitting there. It's a cruddy photo, you know, like black and white photo, a monochrome outline photo. You have to capture light. So if your camera takes a picture, light enters through a lens, hits some sensor, the sensor reads out the light, writes it to a file. The file is sitting there on disk. It is a file on disk, but that file on disk is also a photo. You don't have to view it or print it or whatever. It is a photo because it is essentially a capture of light information. Any way you capture light information mechanically, like not drawing it or painting it, right, is a photo. So that you should be able to, I don't remember all the examples, but if you throw another one up, you should be able to just apply that to it and see whether it is a photo or not.
Yeah, I mean, any JPEG file produced by a camera, I think, would be a photo, assuming it's an image of something that was captured by light. A single frame from a movie is a photo. They are indeed pictures, and then they appear to be moving pictures because there are lots of them.
Oh, right, exactly. Yeah,
it's just a stack of photos.
And it doesn't matter if it's a digital camera or a film camera for the movies or whatever. It's like, it's all just capturing light.
Yeah, and I'm trying to imagine a scenario, and there isn't one, where something is not capturing light, right? Like, literally,
well, Pixar,
by definition.
A Pixar movie is not capturing any light.
Sure.
So every frame of a Pixar movie
is not a photo.
But it is a moving picture. Right?
But like an X-ray is a photo because X-rays are light. Infrared photography is light. It's all capturing electromagnetic information. I think when you say light, I think we probably need to qualify it as electromagnetic.
Because the electromagnetic spectrum is huge and it gets ridiculous. I think when we say photo, we mean visible light.
Do you mean
that's
visible?
Why we have to?
But we do.
We have
we
to
take
qualify.
Infrared photos, and we do take.
I know, but
X-rays
see
are
how
photos.
You had to qualify it. I was going to say we do take infrared photos, and there are infrared cameras, but there's always the qualifier.
Could we maybe allow it that it can span the visual away from the visible spectrum a little bit, but you have to qualify it when you do?
Yeah.
Because what I'm not trying to say is that if you record something off the radio, it's a photo, right? I'm trying to say that if you're exposing to, you know, essentially using photographic principles, capturing imagery via capturing light, and it's a little bit outside of the human visual range, like ultraviolet or infrared, or even up to sort of microwave range, when you're generating kind of images in a way that you would capture light, it's just outside of the visual spectrum. I think you could probably qualify it as being photography, but you would need to qualify it.
Yeah.
All right, we solved it. Beth, you tried to trick us, but it didn't work. Thank you for your email. We appreciate it. Take a picture of it or of this. I don't know. Can you take a picture of a podcast? Sure. Let's say yes.
You convert this podcast into flashes of light and then record those with a video camera, and you will have a series of photos made from this podcast.
Oh, man. Imagine that.
Robot or not.